Harford, White, McMahon. This is RSN 927's Breakfast Club.
They're just on fire, and their speed and their skills, I think their skills especially, are just like unbelievable. And we pride ourselves on slowing teams up and forcing them to the boundary, and they were just so good at bypassing our first wave of defence up the ground. So, you know, once you let them have one little kick inside the corridor, inside the ground, you can't really stop them from going all the way now with the new rules. And they really exploited us, and so it was a tough day, and we've learned a lot from it. But far out, they're flying, Sydney.
29-8, that is the voice of Shane Edwards, who joined us before the break from the Tigers in the Inner Sanctum. He had high praise for the Sydney Swans and their performance on Saturday at the MCG, where they dismantled the reigning champs and put on an absolute clinic. And one man who I'm sure was smiling all the way to the 4 points was Josh Kennedy, the co-captain of the Sydney Swans, who joined us on the Breakfast Club on a Wednesday morning. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Good on you, buddy. Nice to have you with us. That's fairly positive feedback from Shane Edwards, who knows a bit about good footy teams.
Yeah, that's right. Certainly put a grit on my face. Certainly was smiling all the way to the 4 points and the way home to Sydney on Saturday night after a pretty good win. Really, really proud of the effort and the way that we were able to execute our game plan on Saturday.
It's so dynamic, Josh, this game plan all of a sudden. I mean, clearly there's been a fair bit of work done on your movement and your defence, it must be said, through the summer, but it's such a contrast to what we've seen of Sydney in recent years. Is that fair to say, or do we overanalyse this?
Oh, I think it's probably fair to say, given the, you know, our scoring averages compared to previous years, given it is only 3 weeks in, but I think it's fair to say, but it's not something that's dramatically changed over the course of this pre-season. It's something they've been working on for a number of years, and it's really coming together now, which is great to see.
So how much of an emphasis is there on that, Josh? How much do you put into that? You say it's kind of been building over the last couple of years, but has there been a shift, do you think, coming into this season?
I think with the man on the mark rule, it's probably put a bigger emphasis on it. Just being able to try and, I guess, exploit that a little bit. And it's, you know, you can see with games that have been played just how fast the ball can get from one end of the ground to the other. So I think that's certainly had a big impact on it as well, not just for us, but across the competition.
Yeah, and it's so exciting to watch you play, Josh. And I was reading an article that you were quoted in a month ago saying you're keen to prove people wrong, because a lot of people did not have you sitting atop the AFL ladder 3 games into the season. And you said quite clearly it's a matter of when, not if, with these youngsters coming through. And they have been absolutely incredible, haven't they? So I guess, in a way, it's not a surprise for you as to where you're at this stage of the season?
The expectations going into the season, I think we've even probably surprised ourselves a little bit with how quickly it's just gone, you know, in terms of round one and then against Adelaide and the Tigers. But having said that, the young kids that have come through and the way that they've applied themselves and trained and their attitude to try and get better. From my point of view, as I said, it was just a matter of time before, I guess you could say, they took the baton and ran with it. And it has been really exciting to see, and very proud to see that really translate onto a performance.
So do you change your hopes, ambitions on the season based on 3 weeks, or because it's only 3 weeks, it's just a game at a time, and you worry about where you finish later on in the season? What are you as co-captain, as one of the leaders of the footy club, telling the young kids at the moment?
I think as I saw Horse speaking the other night on 360, I think it was, you're probably not telling them too much, because the last thing you want to do is fill them with too much in their heads. And you know, their instincts are pretty good, and they're playing pretty well. So
not too much, but I think in terms of the expectations for the year and looking longer term, we certainly don't want to be doing that. We're still trying to improve, and I think we've still got a lot of improvement in us too. And, you know, that's really the focus on a week-to-week basis in terms of what can we learn from every game, how can we get better. You know, as I said, we're only three games in, so there's a lot of footy to be played, and I know too well how quickly things can turn. So, either way, you know, just trying to stay on edge and continue to improve, and the rest will look after itself.
I think, Josh, one of the interesting things is that you've beaten Brisbane in Brisbane and Richmond at the MCG within the first 3 weeks with another win in there as well, but it has been about the kids. You've still got yourself, Luke Parker, Dane Rampey, Lance Franklin. There's still so many good senior players, but it hasn't necessarily been you dominating for you to get those wins. I'm just interested in how much confidence that gives you as a leader, knowing that, it's not so much you're sitting back and enjoying the show. You're still contributing, but the pressure's not on you that you have to beat your best every week to get a result.
Yeah, that's right. It has been. I mean, over the talk over the course of the pre-season and even last year was much about that and trying to develop our younger team, trying to take a little bit of pressure off, and that's exactly what's happened. And as you said, the younger players in our team have really driven the success early on for this year and. We got some. We're sort of just helping guide them through that and supporting and playing our part as well. But it has been a process and something that we've been working on for the last couple of years.
When you talk about that process, there's always a lot spoken about the Bloods and when you introduce someone new into the team and how much that is a part of that process. Is that still a big part of it? And do you think that that helps these young players as they come in and kind of have that knowledge as to how you want them to go about it when they are either training or in a game?
It's certainly something that we still hold dear and respect and try and carry on as captains and as a leadership group. It's something that's very much entrenched in the history of our club now, and we want to carry that forward. You'd have to ask the young guys. It certainly was for me when I came up to Sydney, and so it was something, you know, as I said, it's something that we want to continue to pass on, but I think it's probably a question for them if it's helped them. And from my point of view, I remember my first year and that just being really clear about what was required and what I needed to do.
Josh Kennedy's joined us, the co-captain of the Sydney Swans, 3-0, sitting equal lead on the AFL table after three rounds. Joey, I want to put you on the spot here a bit if I can. Which one of those young guys would you like to be? Because you had three Rising Star winners in a row after...
It's a record, and that's never happened.
Never happened before. The Chad got his one yesterday on the back of Errol Goulden and Braden Campbell. And I'll throw in Logan McDonald here, too, you draftees. Which one of these guys would you like to be if you're starting again?
Good question.
Any one of them would be nice. I think Logan, given I haven't kicked a whole lot of goals in my career, I think Logan probably could be set for a big haul, and in longer term, going to kick a lot of goals. So I'd probably say him, but I think it is really special to see us, you know, especially the three or the five draftees this year, the two rookies. Just come in and have an impact and do it together. They're going to have really special careers and hopefully all at the Swans together. So it is really exciting to see.
Yeah, I mean, Wicks could have very easily got the nomination this week as well. I mean, there's so many of them.
Yeah, I'm not sure Wicks is eligible.
Oh, he's too old, is he? Or
I think he might be too old. Right, yeah.
Okay. Now, I really didn't want to have to ask you about Lance Franklin because you get asked about Lance Franklin all the time. But yeah. I do think it is relevant in this conversation based on the fact of him playing that game a couple of weeks ago and doing so well, being rested essentially to be ready for tomorrow night's game against Essendon. He just looked $1 million when he played last week. What sort of boost is that giving, having him back out there and being back out there to help the kids even be better?
Yeah, I mean, he's just got such a presence. I mean, you don't need me to tell you that. You can just sort of, you see it. And he's got, he carries that presence on and off the field and the way that he can give instructions and encourage and just, you know, has that ability to make people walk a little bit taller around him. So I'm sure that young Errol and Logan will be walking a little bit taller and everyone in the stands will be pretty wrapped to see him out there again as well.
No doubt about that. Everyone loves seeing the big butt out there, unless, of course, you are the Essendon Football Club tomorrow night. and we'll see how it all unfolds. It is great to watch, Josh, you and your boys go through your business at the moment. It's dynamic, it's exciting. It's what I think Steve Hocking wants in the modern game. You're certainly living up to it with some emerging young talent, as well as some seasoned campaigners like yourself getting the job done. Good luck to you tomorrow night. Can't wait to watch you in action, and well done on the season so far, and good luck for the rest of the year as well.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.